Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Fourth and final hour here on WEEI Afternoons. I want to thank Lou Merlone for joining us just moments ago.
Love having Lou on the show. He's welcome anytime.
I was a little disappointed. We didn't really get angry, Lou.
You know, I thought we would. You just expect everybody to be, decibel 10, just every time. Energy.
Yeah.
It's just you're obsessed with energy, man.
How
about just good analysis and strong opinions?
But I think emotions have nuance.
No, I know, but I think there's certain people that are energetic most of the time, and when they're reserved, I wonder why.
Loose, you didn't feel the energy coming through that phone?
Not the usual, Lou.
Oh, goodness
gracious. I think he was holding it back a little bit. I think he's trying to tiptoe through his emotions and his thoughts.
He does work for the team. He can't, be taking hot, steamy dumps on the team.
That is true.
Yeah, you don't want to do that on the radio. Also, I'm just going to go ahead and, I'm not going to say give him a mulligan, but I'm just going to sort of like plug in and understand. He sounded kind of tired.
Yeah.
Like a lot of walking. I watched a lot of his walk and talk videos from Orlando, a lot of negotiations, a lot of rumors, probably a lot of bar meetups. Like he might just need to go home. He even told us I had to take like 4 showers a day because it feels so gross after all the dude time down there. So just needs to go home, relax.
Yep.
Maybe
he's figuring it out just like the Red Sox. I think you're going to figure it out. But it is 5:06:13. Stiz, time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, let's start there, actually. Lou Merlone is probably trying to figure it out on the fly. He's kind of going through the events of the last 24 hours. He was there for Breslow, heard Breslow talk, which we all know. We've all heard Breslow talk. Sometimes when you hear him talk, you feel less certain about things than when you started listening to him. Do you think the Red Sox are going to figure this out? Is there a path to figuring this out after Schwarber goes to back to Philly and after Alonso goes to Baltimore? Is there a path to figure this out legitimately?
What is figuring it out mean to you?
Figuring it out is
two bats and a number two pitcher?
No, I don't think that's possible.
Everybody's pretty much, and I listened to Lou when talking about Sonny Gray. Everybody's pretty much just given in to the fact that Sonny Gray's the number two.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we can leave that behind. But, I mean, they still – by feeling what you're, I think you're saying is – I think it's Alex Bregman and two more bats. But they're seeing it as Alex Bregman and another bat.
Right.
And that's probably what their goal is from here on in,
I
think is hugely disappointing.
Same. Mm-hmm. And I think – my interpretation, Ted, was like this. I feel like they almost painted a relay race to us. When I was listening to Breslow at various points, it was almost like he viewed they ran a certain leg of the race. That was last year. They made the wild card. Crochet won the game. And then you came up short against the Yankees. Okay, this team hands it off to 2026, and they're going to kick through the next leg, and like we're picking up where we left off, and we're headed towards the finish line, right? Are they going to get back to that? In our eyes, are we going to be like, okay, you did take the momentum from last year, playoff team, young players, Crochet, and you took the baton and now you're running forward with it? I feel like right now they've taken a step back, a significant step back, right?
Oh, I would say so. I mean, absolutely. Are you kidding? Considering what the Blue Jays have already done,
yeah.
You know, that's and the Orioles, both teams in your division. There's just a lot of stuff that's kind of aggravating me that's being said. You know, Pete Abram, in his article today, he said that the Red Sox are just focused on bringing back Alex Bregman. Okay,
that's what they're focused on.
Yeah.
Did you say just? Is the word just?
Sox are focused on bringing back. I shouldn't say solely, okay. But that is their main focus, though, is Alex Bregman.
See, that's not good.
And then the next line in the article is they would need to be. You know, they could double down by getting Pete Alonso. Well, that's the ship sailed. And if they get Pete Alonso and Bregman, that they're going to have to that's going to require financial creativity, as if
Jesus.
They can't make it all work. Didn't they trade Devers?
Yeah, they did.
And mm-hmm. didn't they clear like $300 million off?
They did.
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
they did.
Is that money? Where'd all that money go that you sent away with Devers? Is that still not available to you? Because they're just making excuses. I am a little bit surprised that they're going to this level of kind of rope-a-doping the fans because, I mean, Breslow, just a couple days ago, Breslow says, he says this, quote, he says, we're going to be aggressive and decisive in trying to improve our roster. Really?
Were you aggressive?
What?
Because the reports are you were much less years, much less money in pursuing Pete Alonso.
That's
Is that aggressive
cheese.
And decisive? Doesn't sound like it.
And I'd like to say that they misread the market, but they didn't. They knew what the market was because Schwarber said it 2 days before. And so they underbid that much on Pete Alonso. They really didn't want Pete Alonso. And it leads to what I think is the money shot from Lou when he talks about how the Red Sox view bringing in players.
All right, Stiz, let's get, as Ted put it, the money shot on Lou Maloney talking about how the Red Sox view bringing players to Boston.
The Red Sox like these players, but they like them at their price.
That's not how it works.
Who does that sound
Bill
like?
Bill Belichick.
That sounds just like the old Patriots way.
Mm-hmm. And it infuriates me. You don't.
Who's the Tom Brady on the Red Sox that you can just, you know, bring in players because you have this one great player that you don't really need to have all these other great players? You need just that one great player and them guys to fill in. They don't have that.
No, they don't.
That's not this team.
I mean, do you want to talk yourself into Roman Anthony as that player? He's that good that he's going to carry the lineup?
I think more of Ref Snyder than you guys do. But
Oh, Garrett Crochet as your ace. And it's also like in football, the quarterback can change everything.
Correct.
One player in baseball can't change. You need to build
That's right.
a team.
That's right.
Like, I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this, and I know we talked about it during the series. The Yankees had 7 guys that hit 20 home runs. I believe you had 2.
Two.
And you had none that hit over 25 home runs. You had Trevor Story, who had an aging renaissance career year. Not sure you can count on Trevor Story to have the same year again. I don't know if that's fair to him with his injury history.
Did they have a 30 stolen base player on their team like the
yes.
Red Sox did?
Oh, no, no. I mean, Trevor Story led our team with,
I know, I'm talking about the Yankees.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. You have to steal 3 bases before you could score.
Okay.
If you hit a home run, you automatically score a run. That's how, and sometimes other people score with you because they were on base.
I bet you our team's faster than the Yankees. I bet you run faster.
I bet
than
you
them.
They are.
Yeah.
And I bet you it doesn't matter. I bet you the Yankees beat the Red Sox. And the other thing, Ted, you brought up, did they trade Devers? Yeah, they traded Devers. You know what else they did that I think it's lost in the calculus of this offseason? Bregman came off the books. He was on your books, right? He signed a 3-year, $120 million deal. So if he had not opted out, he's on the books for $40 million, right?
That's correct.
So with him opting out, technically $40 million came off your books.
Correct.
Just like the $30 million came off for Devers. That's $70 million. That's quick math. You know, yep. I was an English major, but I think 40 plus 30 is 70 million.
I think the numbers line up.
So, like, this whole idea that they don't have money or they have to lowball people.
Creative.
Yeah. And that was the report out of Baltimore. This new owner, what did I say, Rubenstein, David, there was no deferred money. He got a legit contract. He got a five-year, $155 million. We'll pay you every year. You don't have to wait till 2037 to get your money. And you said it, Ted. This does feel like Bill Belichick. And people always used to say, well, market.
Ugh.
The market sets the market. You don't get to set the market, right? The buyer doesn't set the market.
Bill
the
thinks market. He sets the market on every position out there.
Not how that works.
It was amazing to me.
That's like, you know, and people trying to buy houses with money in their pocket think they decide the price. No. Mm-hmm. There's a person there that's willing to buy, and there's a person over there willing to buy. The market sets the market. But moving forward, Lou just brought up Okamoto. Right, because what did he say? Something about the trends or the numbers, or like, do we like that idea of bringing in a guy from Japan who has potential upside? Was
that
good.
You've
over
never
the,
seen
like,
play before.
I feel like we've been burned more times than we've been bolstered by this.
Yoshida, we saw Yoshida in the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. I was convinced as anyone this guy's going to be a stud. What a get for the Sox, and he's been a fine complimentary player at best.
At $18 million.
Yeah, like at a lot of money. He's tying up a significant piece of the Red Sox salary, and they have tried to divest themselves of him, according to reports, multiple times, and it hasn't worked. He's been, seems like a nice guy, great running form, the occasional clutch hit. He is a financial and baseball disappointment right now for the Red Sox, so therefore, I don't want them taking a chance on someone who doesn't come with Ohtani-level greatness guarantees.
Yeah, that worries me. The importing a guy from Japan worries me. The Marte thing, that's Lou brought up Marte, right? Catel Marte.
Yeah.
We're seeing this whole thing that he's a clubhouse guy. Yeah, he said it's real, and he's a talented guy. Like, I don't want to poo-poo that, but he's older, and it's not free. It's $105 million over the next, Dan Ball, 6 years, 5 years? Yeah. I forget exactly. $20 million a year.
The only problem with the Diamondbacks, they want they'd like to have big league ready starting pitching in return for Marte.
Yeah,
Do we want Bayo for Marte?
No.
I mean, I'd consider that.
What about Hunter Dobbins? Can I interest you? He pitched in the big leagues.
Right,
I
mean, shiny Dobbins.
I feel like Harrison Tolley and Early probably fit into that conversation.
Oh yeah. But I don't,
I mean, but would you consider, are they big league ready starting pitchers?
I think Early probably has value right now with what he did.
I'm not trading him.
And that's the thing. I don't really want to trade Early. And I don't know if Lou, when he said, like, people in Boston fall in love with their prospects or whatever. I don't know. Once a guy has shown me something a couple times at the big league level, that's a little different to me than this mythical plays in Worcester. What's he going to be? Like, Connelly Early, I think of as a part of this rotation moving forward.
Okay.
A guy that you leaned on. But if he's in the market,
I mean, he doesn't have a lot of games up to the bigs. That's
he
all.
Doesn't. He doesn't. And I don't know. I'd be disappointed if you unload those guys. 617-779-7937. Let's work in some phone calls here. Let's go to Wayne in Maine. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, guys. You know, I got to say, Ted, thank you for your actual intelligence when it comes to Bill Belichick, because I'm on that train, too. Guys, take the logic out of thinking about this, because really when it comes down to the Red Sox, everything they do is illogical. And this reminds me of exactly the P. Diddy documentary and everything that just went out with 50 Cent, because there's lots of lube everywhere on this one. Unfortunately, this year is just down the drain. It's gone. It's over. And last year, because we made it to the playoffs, it just ruined it for this year. And unfortunately, it's what we're going to have to deal with as fans. So, thank God we actually have Patriots to watch. Thank God we have Bruins to watch. And thank God we have the Celtics to watch, because the Red Sox are garbage right now.
Thanks for the call, Wayne.
It's interesting. The summer, how fun was last summer?
Awesome.
And they had us by the
absolutely
gonads,
the baseballs.
Yeah? And they had us by the baseballs. And we were already locked in and excited about next year. Okay, you know, hey, we got bounced. The Yankees got us, okay. But, man, just people were ready to see this team take the next step and build on what they did last year. So this is – I mean, these calls are going to be a lot of these types of calls all offseason.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's how unfortunate. It's December 10th. It is 2 weeks and a day until Christmas. and you've got people calling in. Sure, it's reactionary. It's hot take-ish. Yeah. Saying, I'm already out on next season.
Yeah, this season. No. Where's that old lady? Out. Remember the lady you're ruining my summer? They're ruining my Christmas this year. Like, people think the season. Now, I think that's a little dramatic. I do think it's early. Yeah. I do think, as I asked Lou, I think they're pivoting toward quantity over quality. Like, we're not going to get the A and the A. It might be BBB level player or whatever those grades are on guys. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that can't work, right?
It's just we won't know the names of the guys. We won't know what they're, you know, it's okay. We got to just see if that works out. So you throw a bunch of names in a hat and see who kind of, you know, wins the job in spring training. And yet that's not going to get people fired up until you're a month in the season and you see these guys and you go, oh, okay, this guy's pretty good. I never heard of him, but I guess they saw something in him.
And it's also not going to get people worked up if you start to sell me on, and I feel like they're starting to do this, the Cora comments on Abreu. Cora having dinner with Christian Campbell. It's almost like they're, don't forget, we got these guys. We shouldn't give up on Christian Campbell. We just signed him to an 8-year deal. He could be a tremendous big league. No. Don't try to resell me on the same.
Did you see him in May? Did you see him last May?
Nope. That's like, instead of buying new furniture, let's move it around the room and see if the room looks better. No, that's still a crappy couch that has a worn spot for my ass in it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in Holyoke. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Joe?
So, I don't know if you guys talked about this at all yet, but Fenway Sports Group, you know, the owner, John Henry.
Yep.
They spent over $450, $450 million in transfers on their soccer team in Liverpool. So I think I can answer the question of where their money went.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe.
Well, they also have their interest in the Pittsburgh Sports Group and the TV network there and the Penguins and all that jazz. I don't want people – it's not about spending money elsewhere in Fenway Sports Group saying we only have this much money allotted. It's the way that they've hired somebody to run things to make it a fiscally sound, profitable establishment as opposed to the way they used to run it, which was damn the torpedoes. We're going to spend what we need to keep up with the evil empire, and we're going to win at all costs. That attitude is gone. It's like set sail. It is – I had a Viking funeral, sadly, it seems.
Pat's NFL 1 in the Twitch chat says, don't panic. As long as Roman Anthony wins the MVP and Crochet wins the Cy Young, they'll be fine. And there's probably some truth to that. You know, it's kind of like what we talked about with the Patriots, right? If Drake May wins the MVP and Mike Vrabel's the coach of the year, then you're going to be a good football team.
Yeah, didn't Garrett Crochet almost win the Cy Young this year?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
And then the guy that beat him for it might go to the Dodgers.
Yeah, so we got that going for
us. That'll be great.
It's a crazy season.
Do you think if Roman Anthony didn't get injured, do you think the Red Sox would have gotten further than they got? Just the injury? So you think bringing back Roman Anthony, healthy, he has a full season of health, that's all they need?
No. I don't think that's all they need. They would have been a better lineup with him playing. He was their best hitter when he got hurt, right? Mm-hmm. He was their best hitter, table setter, top of the lineup. You didn't like Duran and other guys in that spot once Roman Anthony took it over, that kind of thing.
I like him that top spot. Doesn't fix the middle of the order problem.
No, it does not. And again, we always look up, and I know this is mean to those guys. They're professionals. We look up at the lineup on that screen when we're in the studio sometime and like, ooh. Yeah.
The Red Sox suck. That was a long time ago.
They suck more now than when you said that. That was a long time ago.
They must be. See, to me, this doesn't give the kids, and that's the youth movement, if you will, Abreu, Marcelo Meyer, Roman Anthony, the chance to like continue to just like not ease their way in. They're basically saying like, well, guys, we're not going to spend crazy money on a bunch of big boppers and mashers, so it's up to you. Go get him.
Oh, 100%. If they don't bring back Bregman at the very least, it's on Roman Anthony, Willier Abreu, Rafaela, Marcelo Meyer. They're expecting those guys to be the core of this lineup. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John in the car. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, you know, my biggest problem with what's happening with the Red Sox is the fact that Breslow is basically a liar. He goes out and has these press conferences and tells everybody what they're going to be focusing on and what they want to bring in and what they're going to do, and they need to develop a power-hitting bat somehow, some way. And then they do nothing. They'd be better off not saying anything and just let free agency work itself out.
John brings up a good point.
Words,
Bresbot. He went out and said very plainly, very succinctly, exactly what he was going to do and what they wanted to do, and did
not
the opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was surprised that he kind of laid it out as clear as he did. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, we're all going to hold you to that.
Yep.
And John just did, too. I just was shocked that Breslow, just a couple days ago, was so clear in what they were going to do this free agent.
Just wanted
period.
To ask you, Ted, how 6 to midnight is your Pesky's poll when Breslow's message to Red Sox fans after Pete Alonso signs with the Orioles, according to the Boston Globe, is, quote, "We're going to head back to Boston and continue to work," end quote.
Yeah,
yeah, we're storming the streets. Whee! We're going streaking. I feel the confidence in him. Yes, damn ball.
I've also argued that if the organization was just honest the last 5 years, we wouldn't be as upset. I mean, we'd certainly be disappointed that they weren't spending, but we've been seemingly fibbed to or led in the wrong direction since 2021. When Heim Bloom got hired, just say, hey, we're taking a couple years to step back, restock the cupboards, reset our payroll. We wouldn't have liked it, but we at least would have understood the direction where they were going. This is now four years worth of seemingly an organizational philosophy of just put it out there, they'll be excited, they'll buy our tickets. How sad is that?
Heim Bloom, just our biggest acquisition came from Heim Bloom. Think about that. Yeah. Sonny Gray from the Cardinals.
Yeah, he helped us out.
Maybe.
We'll
Did
find
he?
Out.
Really?
I don't know. Great question. We'll continue to break this down. The Red Sox, what are they doing? What do you want them to do? We see your phone calls lining up, Dave and John, 617-779-7937. We're just going to – misery loves company, so we got lots of company tonight here on WEEI. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
To have the best –
Show weekdays 6 to 10.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by Boston Prolotherapy. New within the hour, Michigan football has fired head coach Sharon Moore after an investigation that found, quote, credible evidence that he engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. A direct quote coming from athletic director Ward Manuel earlier today, quote, "This conduct constitutes a clear violation of the university policy, and UM maintains zero tolerance for such behavior." Moore finishes his tenure 18-8 as the team's head coach after replacing Jim Harbaugh. New this afternoon, first baseman Pete Alonso and the Baltimore Orioles finalized a five-year, $155 million contract. The agreement is in place with only a physical yet to be completed. There are no deferrals or opt-outs in the deal, and Alonso received a limited no-trade clause as part of the contract. Per the Boston Globe's Tim Healy, the Red Sox offer to Pete Alonso was for fewer years and significantly less money. Other news notes from around the Red Sox at the winter meetings, per Tim Healy as well. Craig Breslow said that the Red Sox are still looking for a first baseman and remain engaged with Alex Bregman, among other players. John Heyman tweets the following: Eugenio Suarez is yet another infielder the Red Sox are showing interest in. Also, Bregman, Bichette, Okamoto, Polanco, and Marte. And earlier today, the Sox acquired Athletics Rule 5 pick relief pitcher Ryan Watson. He will need to spend the entire season on the Red Sox 26-man roster. Otherwise, they'll have to send him back to his original team, which was the San Francisco Giants. The Patriots return to the practice field this afternoon. New England hosts the Buffalo Bills this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Patriots injury report from today looked like this. Only one player did not participate. That's running back Terrell Jennings, as he deals with a concussion. Three players were listed as limited participants. That's Christian Barmore, Harold Landry, and Vidarian Lowe. Three players were full participants and a very good sign for the Patriots, one of which was left guard Jared Wilson. The other two, safety Brendan Schooler and defensive tackle Kyrus Tonga. The Bruins beat the St. Louis Blues on the road last night by a score of 5-2. The Bees continue their road trip tomorrow night in Winnipeg against the Jets. The Celtics return to action tomorrow night as well. They're in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. And tonight, Boston College basketball takes on UMass as part of the Basketball Hall of Fame Classic at the MassMutual Center in Springfield. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Coverage over on WEEI 850 a.m. begins at 6:45. If your doctor said surgery was the only solution for your joint pain, get a second opinion. Do what Ted Johnson and thousands of others have done. Eliminate your joint pain with Boston Prolotherapy. Online at bostonprolotherapy.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Initial interest going back even to the trade deadline, and then as you start to have conversations with free agents with other teams, you can't perfectly dictate timelines. And I think in 2 short years here, I've learned that when you have an opportunity in front of you that makes sense, you need to act on it.
That's Breslow talking the talk about a month ago. How's the walk going? Not great. Not great. He's definitely... He writes some checks. Let's just say his moves can't cash.
Sure, I'd say so. I feel like if he hasn't learned anything from this today's debacle, that maybe less is more. Maybe less is more.
Oh, verbally?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah. Stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking.
Just do stuff. Zip. People like to judge actions more than words anyway. So
your word is alignment.
We couldn't find alignment.
You fail to reach alignment.
Alignment is the new synergy.
It's payment. Just pay people. Pay people the money that they deserve, that the market was set at. It became clear, Ted, $150 million,
that was
plus
it.
Or minus, right?
Yep.
Five million is what?
Yeah, give or take $5 million.
Boom. That's the market for an aggressive team like the Boston Red Sox that's targeting bats, that has money, that traded away a $30 million contract, that saw another $40 million contract opt out. So why are they not able to write that check and bring Pete Alonso to Boston? Is there a legitimate, this is a serious question, not a rhetorical one.
No.
Is there a legitimate reason?
No.
Yes.
No.
No. I mean, their legitimate reason, I'm going to go ahead and guess, their legitimate reason is that they don't value the player at what the market dictated. They don't believe he is a $31 million a year player for 5 years, and therefore they're refusing to break principle, which would make me want to drive a truck over my own head.
Do you think every Dodger front office person, when they sign a guy to a big deal, thinks that's exactly what that player is worth? Or do they say,
nope,
he's worth a lot less, but we still need him to get our team over to the hump and where we want to go.
Absolutely.
The Dodgers like winning, though.
You're going to have to, as Lou says, get uncomfortable and overpay guys and pay over what you think their value is.
I also don't really, to me, in this day and age where there's $200, $300, $400 million contracts, $150 million
seems
doesn't feel crazy.
It's a drop in the bucket compared to what people are going.
They gave Story $6 and $120 5 years ago, right? Or 4 years ago?
$6 and $140 something. Yeah.
So this is like a little bit of a premium on that, a little bit of inflation on that. That's not a massive deal. It's not that they're not signing the huge deals. Now they're not even signing the mid-level deals.
I can't stop thinking of, and so you say, Fitzy, what was your reason for them not spending?
They're not. They've done their math. And they're like, no, we just see pain in that.
Right. But they make how much money through sales and tickets, and then how much money that they earn do they put back into the team?
42%, I believe the number was,
which ranks them where
23rd.
So there
but
you go.
As one of our texters,
to me, that's the most damning number out there.
As the texter said, are we 23rd in ticket prices? Are we 23rd in beer prices? Are we 23rd in parking prices? Are we 23rd in what it costs a family to go to a game? Mm-hmm. Is that 23rd?
No, it's like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny how that works. So we're 23rd in putting money from revenue toward payroll, but we're first in charging you to watch a mediocre baseball team.
Does that add up? Not really.
No, it doesn't really work. 617-779-7937. I like this subject line, too. Dave in Boston says, very simply, tired of this team. What's up, Dave?
I get 2 points. First off, they're so cheap. I'm trying not to swear here.
Thank you.
All they had to do was sign this guy. You telling me they can't come up with 150? All we needed was a right-handed bat in the middle of the lineup. Mm-hmm. He plays adequate first base.
Mm-hmm.
Sign the stupid guy. And they're so cheap, it's embarrassing. I'm distraught right now. Second point I wanted to make, what is going on with all of our hurt pitches? Is it something with our training staff, the pitching coach? Are these guys just soft? Why is, like, we had, like, what, 8 guys out for the year last year? What's going on there?
Thanks for the call, Dave. So, first of all, pitchers get hurt. Dan Ball, is that the safest high level? Every pitcher gets hurt at some point in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, when you're trying to throw 97, 98, 99, 100 every single pitch, Tommy John is almost a certainty. And it also wears down your elbow exponentially when you throw more breaking balls. So the fact that the Red Sox emphasize sliders, sweepers, curveballs, all that kind of stuff, that does get you hurt faster than if you're emphasizing a fastball.
They started throwing fastballs like 3 months into the season. And it started working.
Yeah, it did.
Remember
it
that?
Started to work out better. Absolutely.
How that worked out.
The other thing is, some of the pitchers that they bring in at value because they've already had arm issues, or they rehab for the team. They pay for a guy to rehab for a year and then give him a chance. So some of it is the type of guys. Well, again, when you're not shopping top shelf, when you're going a couple shelves down, it's like, they got a gently used right arm here that's had Tommy John a couple times.
We'll take him.
Yeah, exactly. You know why?
Please.
Because instead of $30 million, he's $15 million, and you're paying half as much.
Man.
But I said to these, Sandoval and
scared him.
And who's the other one? The pitcher Sandoval and the guy from the Dodgers,
David Price.
The guy from the Giants.
Yeah, I mean the Giants. Yeah, Dan Ball, can you give me Hicks?
Jordan Hicks
and Sandoval make over $25 million a year. That's like 12 and 12, not a ton of money, except they don't pitch. They don't do anything for you, and they're costing
you give up home runs.
10% of your payroll, basically, and you can't go out and spend $31 million on Pete Alonso. This team is infuriating at times.
Well, I can't get over Rafael Devers. What was he making when they traded
$30 million
him?
A year.
Yeah, so they had money earmarked for that contract. Now what are you going to do with that money? You're saying that you don't have any more?
Yeah, Dan Ball wants me to bring up extensions and the crochet kicking in and the Anthony kicking in. Okay, that's fine. They're good players. I don't find a way to spend the money. I don't want to hear about the second tier of the CBT. Yeah. It's like the stupid second apron that I have to hear about with the Celtics and why they had to get rid of everybody.
It's like those teams in L.A., the Dodgers, the Rams, they just keep spending money, and you go, how do they do it?
Right.
Like the salary cap. How can the Rams be so good with the salary cap?
They blank them
ways.
Picks.
Yeah.
Yes, it's just they're supposed to be the Boston effing Red Sox, like the marquee, big market, win at all cost. And now it's like win at our cost. Not at all. We changed the word. It's win at our cost, what we want to pay. 617-779-7937. Let's go to John in Rhode Island. What's up, John?
Oh, my God. You guys are killing me with this. I mean, if we – who did we lose? If we re-sign Bregman, right, who did we lose from last year's team, which was an exciting team?
Giolito.
Which did make the playoffs. Traditionally, I mean, you gentlemen are very bright. You know the Red Sox talk a big game and swing a small stick. All right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's over here like crying, oh, you didn't get this guy, we didn't get that. Name me an off season in the last 25 years that everybody was all hyped up about, we were going to get X, and it happened at the Red Sox. We busted Big Poppy's chops, right? We busted everybody. We've been busting chops. I mean, we should just have a pig farm.
All right, thanks for the call, John. Dan Ball, I saw the hand raised. Dan Ball has a reaction.
What kind of mindset is that? Does anybody look at the Red Sox coming out of 2025 and think that that group was good enough to win a World Series?
Yeah, six runs in the versus the Yankees.
And everybody around you is getting better. You were barely worthy of being on the same field as the Yankees in the wild card last year. You've done nothing, and everybody around you is getting better. But we're supposed to sit here and be, you know what? They're good. Everybody's fine. What? What is that? He's got to be in, I would imagine, the drastic minority with that.
But also, what is he talking about in the last 25 years? I mean, when they went out and got Carl Crawford, Edgar Renter, a lot of these didn't work, David Price. Like, they went out and signed a boatload of guys in the last quarter century. Now, I would say
J.D. Martinez.
Yeah, and now in the last few years, it's obviously changed. That's why the Bregman thing resonated. That was a big money contract when they signed him late in the process.
Yeah, I think the caller's name was John. Even if you bring everybody back from last year's team, it's still not enough.
That's not good enough. You lost in the wild card round, first of all. You were on the road in the wild card round, and you're watching the Orioles just added Alonso. The Orioles are spending. The Orioles are a good young team that had a bad year. The Blue Jays went to the World Series and said, you know what? We need a Dylan Cease. We're going to go get that. They're still connected, if you believe reports, to Kyle Tucker, who might be the premier free agent on the market.
Ooh, the Blue Jays?
Blue Jays and the Dodgers are both connected to Kyle Tucker. The two teams that played in the World Series were like, this is cool. Let's try to do this again.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun to go to the World Series. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Jim in Weymouth. What's up, Jim?
How are we doing, boys?
Good.
Not great.
You know, I'm not even mad because I'm not surprised for one second. There's no way I thought they were getting Schwarber or Alonso. Breslow is being handcuffed by ownership. It's that simple.
All right, thanks for the call, Jim.
That's a good way to look at it. Just, hey, don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe every time like you do. Go ahead, play, kick it. Come on, let's go. That's you, Bubba.
Okay, so let's.
That's you, Gullible Boy Andy.
Let's accept that it is ownership. So then, if that's true, Breslow needs to do a better job with the front facing part of his job, the words and what he sets us up for, what he prepares us for. He needs to be better in that role, right? If that's his role.
I couldn't believe how direct he was.
Unreal.
And how clear his vision was for this offseason.
Is it possible that he gets mixed messages from Henry?
Anything's possible with billionaires and people and money.
Could you go back to John and say, John, you kind of hung me out to dry when
John
said
probably
were going to be aggressive.
Smokes his cigar.
That was so funny.
Nice job, Brez.
But isn't he known to do that? And then scapegoating the GMs?
Well, but he does that in more of a big picture sense. You know, 3 years here, then switch to this, 3 years there. I mean, I find it hard to believe they lose in the wild card. He tells Breslow, listen, we're going to spend. We're going to go get a bat. We're going to do what you need to do to get me a number two starter and a couple bats. And then Breslow goes, well, it's going to cost $150 million for Alonso. And John Henry goes, whoa, I didn't know it was that expensive. Work our way down a little bit.
How about this one? Another quote from Breslow within the hour from Tim Healy. Quote, we came in looking to address some specific needs that I've talked about. As we get ready to leave here, those needs still exist.
Yeah, you think?
So we've got to figure out a way to fill them, end quote.
He sounds like a broken man. We're going to go back to Boston and figure it out.
We came here to do a job. We didn't do it, so we're going to go home and try to figure out how to do that job.
He sounds like a little bit of a broken man.
You got sent to the grocery store. You saw what the prices were, and you're like, well, I guess we have to make dinner with what we get at home.
And
you're like,
and you know your wife's going to kick
your
ass.
How am I going to make steak with no red meat? We'll have to figure it out. Cue the peanuts music.
Mush the beans up and make them into little patties that look.
There you go. So many
people. Am I going to make pasta with no pasta?
Don't fall for it.
No lasagna for you.
I'm not falling for it anymore, Ted. And I'm going to ask you as a friend. I'm going to ask you as a friend and a coworker. Don't let me fall for it anymore.
Okay, good. I will make sure. I will hold you back
from
your
own.
No, don't. It's more fun.
Because I'm just so optimistic, and I see life in just an eyes wide open kind of way.
Little gullible Andy.
Yeah. So sad when you get on this end of it. And the worst part is, I actually thought there was a chance I'd have to feel this, but I thought maybe I'd have to wait until January to feel this. Resignation has set in on December 10th. We had that one. I'm already giving up on this team. I kind of feel like I'm resigned to they're not going to be anywhere near as good as I thought they were going to be 2 weeks ago.
I would just tell you there's evidence that would suggest that you were probably going out on a limb that wasn't going to support you. I mean, there's not a lot of evidence that would suggest this team was going to spend big money in this offseason.
No, it was more words than evidence.
Okay.
I screwed up. I listened to him. I believed him.
So it's like exciting. Suck, 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 suck.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Keith in New Hampshire. What's up, Keith?
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Terrible.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Hey.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry about that.
All right, this isn't going
No need to apologize. You were fine. We heard you.
What do we got, Keith?
All right, sorry, Keith. I got to let you go. I don't know. That was a weird echo. Yes, Dan Ball?
Can I translate for him?
Sure.
He said that he is a season ticket holder, and he wants fans to band together and boycott concessions and prices and everything else involved with the Red Sox.
Okay. Oh, my God. Every year since I've been down here, it's the same thing.
Do you not feel like time is a flat circle now, Stiz?
Oh, my Lord.
Can you get the visiting fans to do the same thing? That would help too.
You know what this feels like? It feels like your union. Like, we all know that the players in the NFL are getting screwed, and everybody knows there's probably an avenue to try to figure it out, but no one can figure out how to get everybody on the same page to figure it out.
Exactly.
Red Sox fans are like you NFL players. You're getting screwed in the end.
It's amazing. All this technology, you think it'd be simpler to get everybody unified.
Yes.
It's harder now.
No, it's hard. And as you said, with Dodgers fans flocking in and Mets fans flocking in and Orioles fans coming to see. How many times Pete Alonso going to come to Fenway Park this year?
Seven.
Seven times. Well, we got those seven games. We'll see Pete Alonso.
I'll be rooting for him to hit a home run in all seven games.
All right. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we might squeeze in a couple more of your phone calls. And then we have some audio from Ed Orgeron, the former coach of LSU. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever hear, partially because of his voice, partially because of the honesty with which he brings to the college football NIL landscape. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Back back here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to odds and ends, let's squeeze in a couple phone calls. They've been waiting for a long time. Want to get them in. So let's go to Matt in Rhode Island first. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. You remember at last year's trade deadline when Sam Kennedy was just telling everyone how much of an animal Breslow was, how aggressive he was, and how crazy it was to listen to him, you know, work the phones and stuff? It's the same old rhetoric every single time. It's just getting so tiresome, and it's like they're the smartest guys in the room. So, like, if Alonzo isn't at their valuation, guess what? The valuation is the market. The market is its own animal. You have to trade the market that you have. You don't get to trade the market that you want. There's other suitors out there. So it's just gross.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
Well said. He's so
Matt.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
The market is what the market says it is, not what you think it is.
And this is separate from Alonzo, but Breslow also had a comment yesterday about trades where he said it appears a lot of teams want to hold on to their good players. Obviously. You have to persuade them to trade them to you. You have to make them want to make a trade.
Good players help you win baseball games.
It's weird.
That's something that would come out of my mouth, and I'd be like, did I just say that?
Exactly, and he says it with no...
Can we just scratch what I just said 10 seconds ago?
Yeah, right.
Golly.
All right, let's go to Mark in Connecticut. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry to burst your guys' run on the Red Sox talk there, but hey, Fitzy, I'm going to be at the game this Sunday. Super excited to be at the game, hoping to see you there. And the Celtics thing is, I'm super excited that Jason Tatum looks like he is on the verge of being back super soon. I'm super excited. Let's go.
Thanks for the call, Mark.
That's right.
Yeah, those videos are very interesting.
Have a blast, Mark.
He's playing one-on-one with Celtics assistant coaches, and we know how good they are after they put the beating on the media.
Yeah.
They can play.
Even Tatum said he couldn't take Terp to the hole.
All right, coming up now, it's time for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-4KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's CARS with a K. So, Stiz, Ed Orgeron, roll the audio because this is gold. Okay.
Let's go back in time a little bit. We've had a lot of SEC guys on here. They've never admitted it, but we all know that SEC was NIL before NIL.
We're
way past it. Can we now just admit it?
It's all good. Hey, you know what? I say, hey, Coach, you know, you've been out of coaching for a while, and how are you going to adjust that NIL? I said, well, it's a minor adjustment. And they said, what do you mean? I said, back then, we used to walk through the back door to cash. Now we just got to walk through the front door to cash. Hey, a joke, obviously.
Joke. Everybody watching, that's a joke.
Yes, that was a joke.
Joke, obviously. I was always upset that no team ever gave me a little $100 handshake.
Nothing.
I heard all these stories coming. Can I get a little something?
You didn't get a
from
car
UCLA?
Rental or a steak dinner?
San Diego State, can you give me a little?
Nothing.
You think UOP? No.
I don't even know what that is.
It doesn't exist anymore. But it's where Pete Carroll played football. University of Pacific.
That interview with Ed Orgeron, that was one of the many. He told a story about recruiting Joe Burrow, where he told Joe Burrow, you're the best I've ever seen. If you come to LSU, we're going to win the national championship. Yeah. If you don't, I'm going to get fired. And then he admits to the guys, the Bussin' with the Boys, I'd never seen him play. I was going by word of mouth. I had never seen a bit of film of Joe Burrow, and I told him he was going to win us
That's
a national
awesome.
Championship.
Love it.
That guy is a character. He is a legend. Speaking of legends.
Oh, who's hot over here?
Earmuffs on. I think it's going to get loud in here because Christian Arcand is angry. What's up, Christian?
What did I tell you yesterday? What did I say?
No eye contact.
Did we have a conversation about this or didn't we?
We did.
Did I try and prepare
are you scolding
you
me
for what was going to happen? No, I'm going to scold you for what you said at 5 o'clock about Lou Maloney because as your radio mentor, Andy, a gentleman never tells. maybe figure out. That's just, we'll move on from that one, but it was pretty funny. I did enjoy that on the way in. I'm very upset. I think there's no reason that this could have happened this way, and there's no reason it should have happened this way. Craig Breslow, the messaging from the organization. organization. Oof. And really everything about it is just very, very frustrating. And I think the worst part of it for me is that they let us on last offseason.
Yeah.
They let us on with some pretty big moves. You know, Araldis Chapman at the time wasn't necessarily like a huge move. He's 37 years old, coming off some down years. But they spent. They were proactive. They went out and spent. They traded for Crochet and then paid him. And then Bregman at the end of the winter, he was still available, and they end up getting him for big money. So they teased us, you know, like they teased us as though this is the way that the organization is going to be going from now on. And to not make an offer on Schwarber, and to have one so small that it's not even being reported. Like, I haven't, Tim Healy said that it was less years and less money, and I haven't heard a peep about what it actually was.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, think about that. Wouldn't you think Boris would want that out there? Don't you think all these agents would want everyone to know this is how Mike was telling everybody what Baltimore offered for Schwarber and Cincinnati and Pittsburgh and all those teams? You know why? Because those are all small market teams. And look at them. They're spending big money. They don't want to tell you how much the Red Sox cheaped out, because then he can't use the Red Sox as leverage when all these other free agents hit the market. Well, the Red Sox are in on them. No, they're not. Less money and less years than Baltimore and all these teams. No offer on Schwarber. The Red Sox don't really exist when it comes to free agents.
They're the tease.
Big blue baseballs.
They're the team that when they make an offer on eBay where it says like purchase or make offer, the owner's just like, they don't even respond to you. They just immediately delete it. Like, wait, you serious?
Oh, yeah. They never click the buy now. They do a low offer.
They always
do
a
penny above the other offer, and they get blown out by the
price
time.
Is right. They're freaking Price is Right shoppers.
All right. So stick around for the Christian. Yeah.
Sammy and Gordo from Playtest are going to join me for a full hour, 7 to 8.
Nice.
We'll have them in studio.
Very good.
So that'll be a lot of boys. Fun too.
I'll be listening. I look forward to it. Christian Arcand. We'll continue to break down whatever the heck is going on with the Boston Red Sox. We'll be back tomorrow. It is Thursday. That means Tom E. Curran, Razor. We'll talk a little Bruins. We'll continue to build up this big football game down at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Drake May, Josh Allen, the Patriots, the Bills. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 6. Have a good night.
So the Red Sox suck.
Sign the stupid guy.
I think it sucks, and I think the Red Sox suck for not upgrading their ball club.
The Red Sox like these players, but they like them at their price.
It's embarrassing. I'm distraught right now.
Did I say aggressive? My bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills.
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.